wearing a black velvet tunic with leather epaulettes, Ramzan Kadyrov, the 34-year-old president of Chechnya, has an upbeat message. Chechnya is winning the battle against terrorism and is now open for foreign investment, he tells foreign correspondents at his high-walled, tightly guarded compound in central Grozny.
Но мы, вот так скажем, вот Чеченская республика, во всех отношениях мы победили терроризм.
He says Chechnya is winning the war against terrorism because Chechens realize that extremism is evil and retards development. Human rights critics say that he has used torture and summary executions to beat down the Islamic fundamentalist insurgency. Asked by VOA how many rebels are fighting in this republic of 1 million people, President Kadyrov responds, 68. Kremlin officials estimate there are about 1,000 rebels fighting in Russia's Caucasus, a mountainous area that stretches from the Black Sea to the Caspian. Viewed from afar, the Caucasus are often a blur. But on the ground, it is clear that the insurgency is shifting among the four Islamic majority republics. Officials say violence is down in Chechnya and neighboring Ingushetia. They say it is up in Dagestan and Kabardino-Balkaria. After two decades of violence, Chechnya now is ruled by a man who is a firm proponent of law and order. Last week, Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev rewarded Mr. Kadyrov's success by appointing him to a second term as Chechnya's president. On Saturday, the republic's rubber-stamp parliament unanimously voted their support. Asked about the uprisings in the streets of Egypt, Tunisia, and Libya, Chechnya's leader chooses to praise the authoritarian governments of China and Saudi Arabia.
Должны быть правила. Вот Китай соблюдает все законы, жесткое руководство.
Referring to the conservative kingdom of Saudi Arabia, he says, in Saudi Arabia there is order, there is strict government, and no one gets out of line. President Kadyrov also uses a personality cult to try to impose unity on a divided, clan-based society. Asked by VOA about his massive portraits displayed on billboards all over the capital, he jokes that people like to look at pictures of a handsome, nice young man.
Я слуга народа. Мне эти фотографии не нужны. Мне эти фотографии.
At the Tuesday news conference, he calls on a female aide in a long black dress and tightly wrapped black and orange scarf to explain to reporters why she wears conservative Muslim attire. He talks of his moves to severely limit alcohol sales and his interest in taking on a second wife.
Заработанные деньги, продавая женщин и наркотик, алкоголь.
He says, money made selling women, drugs, alcohol. This money we do not want. Asked which foreign forces are supporting the rebellions in the Caucasus, Kadyrov's finger does not point to Iran or Saudi Arabia, two Islamic nations often seen as sources of funding. Instead, he focuses on the United States.
Знаешь, что Америка, знаешь, тиран для мирового сообщества.
In the Caucasus, he says, America's ally is Georgia.
И до сих пор находятся в Грузии бандиты, оттуда там готовились.
Pointing to his neighbor on the south side of a high mountain range, he asks, why do Georgians need America? America is on the other side of the ocean. He accuses Georgia of training Chechen terrorists, then flying them to Russia through Europe or Azerbaijan. With Russia embarking on an election year, this is an accusation increasingly heard from officials in Moscow. James Brook, VOA News, Grozny.